Are there things in your home right now that could be making your eczema worse? Today's episode, we're going to go over common items in our home that are known to irritate our eczema. So let's get together so we can get them out of there. Stay tuned for today's podcast. So here's the big question. How do you heal your eczema for good? How do you get to the point where you're comfortable in your own skin and aren't embarrassed to show it off? How do you stop using creams and medications that only work for a short while and find a long-term solution? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Jocelyn Diaz, and welcome to the Eczema Free Journey Podcast. Hey guys, Jocelyn jumping in here again. I wanted to let you know that today's episode is sponsored by Audible. If you haven't heard of Audible, it's the easiest way to listen to audiobooks. If you don't have Audible currently, you can get a free audiobook today and a 30-day free trial to Audible as well. If you don't like it, you can cancel before the 30 days are up and you still get to keep the book, which is what I love. They don't just take it away from you. They have so many titles, including several of the medical medium's books, including his newest one, Cleanse to Heal. So the audiobooks are amazing for busy moms. We're constantly on the move, right? Well, with Audible, you don't have to sit down and read a book. You can be driving, moving, bathing the kids, taking a shower, exercising. You can pretty much be doing it all as us moms normally do. Another great thing about Audible is the ability to listen across several devices without losing your spot. I don't know about you, but I hate when I lose my spot in a book. And with Audible, you don't gotta worry about that. Get your free audiobook and start your free 30-day Audible trial by going to audibletrial.com/eczema-free. Once again, that's audibletrial.com/eczema-free. Alrighty, hope you enjoyed today's episode. We're about to jump into today's podcast, but before we do, I wanted to share something with you. If you're looking to get your child eating better, I have something to help and it is completely free. After struggling for way too long trying to get my two kids under 4 years old to eat more fruits and veggies, I finally discovered 8 key ways to improve their eating and I wanted to give it to you. Why? Because I know the struggle and I don't want you to have to go through that any longer. So I am sharing something that I've tested myself. These methods are what has worked for me. They're surprisingly simple and effective, which is why I thought you could really benefit from it. If this sounds like something you'd be interested in, download your copy now at theeczemafreejourney.com/eat. That's theeczemafreejourney.com/eat. All right, now that that's off my chest, let's get to that podcast I told you about. Hello, Healing Nation. Welcome back to the Eczema Free Journey Podcast. Thanks for joining me. My name is Jocelyn, and today we're going to be going over common items in your home that may be making your eczema worse. Now, the important thing to know about this is just because we're removing the things in our environment, it doesn't mean that our eczema is going to go away. This is a way to help improve our eczema. No matter what, eczema is an inside job. Healing is an inside job. But if you're healing on the inside, you got to change the things on the outside as well. It's kind of just like a combo deal. You can't do one without the other if you want to see, you know, massive improvements. So that's what this podcast is going to be about. We're going to be talking about the environmental things that you can be coming in contact with that can be irritating your eczema. So we're going to start off first with laundry detergent and dish soap. Laundry detergent is something that we use all the time to wash our clothes, and it contains chemicals that can irritate our skin. Now, just recently, I've been on the boat of just using whatever store brand that's the cheapest. That's kind of the route I go. But just recently, I started using Branch Basics, and it's kind of a way to remove all the toxins from your home because they have all-purpose cleaners, they have dish soaps, they have laundry detergents, they have bathroom to clean your bathroom, like harder stains kind of thing. So definitely look into your laundry detergent and your dish soap and try to find better alternatives. Branch Basics is one that's very common that is known to reduce the toxins in your home, so that may be a good option for you. I will definitely let you know how it goes after a little while of me using it. Hey, Healing Nation, I have to interrupt this episode for a second because I have something I could not wait to share with you. I am so excited. We've all been a part of the story where we use cream after cream trying to moisturize our dry and painful eczema and nothing helps. If anything, They all hurt or sting, so we either end up putting up with the pain, thinking that it's normal, which it's not, or we stop using cream altogether, which is actually where I ended up, and it's not any better. Can you relate to any of those? Well, luckily, I stumbled upon a company called Gladskin, and they immediately caught my attention, and here's why. Gladskin's focus is not on masking the symptoms of eczema, but instead on balancing the skin's microbiome. The same way that we're changing what we eat to help balance our gut microbiome, Gladskin uses their patented endolysin called Microbalance to balance the skin's microbiome. So what does this mean? In simple terms, we all have good and bad bacteria on our skin, but the eczema flare-ups and the irritation happen when there's more bad bacteria than good. So after learning the science behind Gladskin, I immediately got in contact with them to try it myself. And after just a few days of using it, my eczema wasn't dry and cracked anymore. And the best part, you wanna know what it is? It never hurt or stung. I even used it on my kids, and I saw even more improvement on their eczema. It was almost gone within days. Not only did I find a cream that didn't hurt, but I also found a cream that helped restore the balance on my skin. So not only am I able to heal from the inside out, but now I'm healing from the outside in. It's amazing. So if you're anyone you know has eczema, I highly recommend you get a bottle of Gladskin. Simply go to gladskin.com to get yours now. That's gladskin.com. You will not regret it, guys. Alrighty, back to the podcast. Next up, dryer sheets. That's still, you know, all about our laundry. Obviously, the things you put on your skin make a difference. And the thing with dryer sheets is they smell nice. They take off the static, but the scents and the fragrances can really irritate your eczema. So a good alternative is to use wool dryer balls. That is not going to have that fragrance that's known to irritate our eczema. Next up, clothing and bedding. Once again, things coming in contact with your skin is very important. First, there are two parts to clothing and bedding. Your clothes, obviously you wash it all the time. But bedding is one of those things that if we don't see it dirty, we might forget to clean it. And the problem with that is that dust mites begin to kind of build up. So it's recommended to wash your sheets every 1 to 2 weeks. And make sure you're also using a good material like cotton, bamboo, or tencel. That goes for your clothing as well. Make sure that your clothing is made of those three materials so that you can really reduce the chances of irritating your eczema. Next up, we're going to be going into shampoos and conditioners. I'm just going to start off with saying what I use, because for so long, I used Tresemme and these, you know, cheap shampoo and conditioners that I bought at Publix, and they would irritate my eczema so much. So I want to share what I've found that actually doesn't irritate my skin, and it still washes my hair, and it's perfect. It's called Wild Naturals, and oh my goodness, has this made a difference in my eczema Y shower. Before, I would be itchy, my eczema would be red. I got out of the shower like if I got in a fight with my eczema. It was horrible. But ever since I've changed to Wild Naturals, that's stopped. Stopped, my friends. So if you want to check it out, you can go to my resource page. I linked it there. You can go to the eczemafreejourney.com/resources. That's resources with an S. So that's the eczemafreejourney.com/resources with an S. And the last thing that a lot of people deal with but they don't realize is hard water. There's hard water and soft water, and depending on where you live, you might have hard water. And the thing with hard water is that it has harsh minerals and different chemicals that can impact your skin. And I learned this when I moved. I started to realize that during a shower, whether I use shampoo or not, I was getting out and my hands were really dry. My eczema was like just on the verge of getting irritated. I was like, what's going on? And then I realized that it was only when I used my shower water, not my sink water, only my shower water. And that was interesting to me. So I suspected hard water. So I got a shower filter, which I didn't even know was a thing. It's literally something that you screw onto your shower head and it filters out the chemicals, the chlorine, and different things that can be hurting your skin. And there's even some that add vitamins and different stuff to your water. So if you want to see the exact one that I use, I also linked that in the resource page for you. Once again, that's theeczemafreejourney.com/resources with an S. R-E-S-O-U-R-C-E-S. Alrighty, so those are the top common items in your home that may be causing your eczema to get worse. And those are the easiest things to change as well, which is why I love it. So your laundry detergent, dish soap, your dryer sheets, your clothing and bedding, shampoos and conditioners, and your water source for your shower, hard water. If you have hard water, it might be hurting your skin. Take action on these things, my friends, and make sure that you're at least looking into it. And Branch Basics, once again, for your laundry detergent, your Wild Naturals for your shampoo and conditioner, the filter for your hard water. There's solutions for all of these things. So don't feel like you just got to drop whatever you have. Like, no, there's better solutions out there. Alrighty, so I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I hope this got you one step closer to healing your eczema. Remember to believe, to learn, and to take massive action. I know you guys can heal. I'm healing with you. Don't worry, you're not alone. If you ever have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at the Eczema Healing Mom. That's it for today, guys. I hope you have a great rest of your day. See you tomorrow. Thank you, Healing Nation, for tuning into today's podcast. I want to remind you about the Eczema Cream Glad Skin that I was raving about earlier. This non-prescription eczema lotion has been so great, but not just for me, for my entire family. I even used it on my kids, Lucas and Leah, and I saw an improvement in their dry and red eczema within days. Glad Skin is so safe to use on children that in an interview that I had with the president, Skylar Stein, he went as far as saying that you could use it on an infant's eyelids. He left me shocked and speechless when I heard this. What I also love about Glad Skin is it's hypoallergenic, it's free of steroids, free of fragrances, free of drying alcohols, and to top it off, it is preservative free. And I didn't know this, so I want to share it with you, but preservatives kill the good bacteria on our skin, which are critical for skin health. So if you or anyone you know has eczema, I highly recommend you get a bottle of Glad Skin. Simply go to gladskin.com to get yours now. Once again, that's gladskin.com. You will not regret it. Thanks again for tuning in, and I will see you on the next episode.